Tallahassee. Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, here in the studio today. If you'd like to call in, the call-in line is 850-671-1450. That's 850-671-1450. My guest via the telephone today will be Miss Angela D. Randall, and we will be talking about her book today, Prophetic Dreams. Are you there, Angela?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Doing just wonderful myself. Like always here on What Matters Most to You, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
You are God and God alone. There is no one above you and no one that can do the things that you do.
Yes.
And now, Lord, I just ask for your presence to be here in the studio with my listening audience, whether they're on the internet, in their car, on their mobile device. God, just be with them today. Help them to learn something from today's conversation that will help to improve their lives. And also, God, for those who are listening, those who profess to be Christians, Lord, give us the strength and the boldness to share our faith, because these are trying times, and we know that your son, Jesus, is soon to come. And there are many who are lost in this world who need to know about your son, Jesus Christ. God, help us to witness. Help us to do a better job at communicating that you are the only true and living God.
Yeah.
And now, Lord, bless the owners and the workers, the producers at this station, Lord. Give them the strength to continue and to help them to continue to do great things in this community, and not only in this community, because this station is heard globally. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
The scripture today, the inspirational verse, comes from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And those passages of scripture deal with the Great Commission, and it is our charge to go out and to share our faith. My guest here today on What Matters Most to You is Miss Angela D. Randall.
Yes, sir.
She grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She has 10 siblings. My goodness. She has been a nurse for over 30 years. She started her nursing career first, get this, by taking care of her dolls and her younger brother, Corey, who has gone on to be with the Lord in heaven. With the continual love of nursing and wanting to see people's lives changed, she is currently attending University of Phoenix, majoring in health administration and health information management. She is currently a member of Kingdom Harvest Worship Center, where her pastors are Rodney and Tina Comer. If she's not working on her full-time job at Piedmont, she's working at home planting her favorite flowers, which happens to be lilies. She is the mother of three, Brandy, Jarvis, and Timothy, which are the love of her lives, basically her heartbeat, and she has a four-legged friend, Max. With all that being said, Angela, welcome to What Matters Most to You.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to be here today.
It's truly a pleasure to have you here to talk about your book. But first, I want to get to the heart of the matter, and that is you yourself. If your coworkers were to describe you in three words, what would those words be?
Those three words would be dedicated, hardworking, and committed.
And why?
Because I'm dedicated to everything that I do, put my hands to do, because I know it is a ministry. And the commitment is whatever I put my hands to do, I'm committed to see it through.
Okay.
And the dedication of it is I'm just dedicated to it.
you put your whole heart in it.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
So now I'm going to take it on another level. Now if I were to come to your home or to see your children and ask your children the same question. What three words would they use to describe you?
Oh, my. They would definitely use they would definitely use she's hardcore. She don't play no games. But yet she's our support system. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So who would Angela say that Angela is? What drives you? Wow. What motivates you? What is your passion? What makes you come alive?
My passion is souls and people. You know, I want to have the, and you know, when we say we want to be like Christ, you know, we have to really think about that because that is definitely a commitment to people. You know, my pastor would always say, Pastor Janice Dillard in our Revival Faith Center Ministries, that God didn't call us to animals. He called us to people, which are souls. Mm. And souls is his passion.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Powerful. So what prompted, I know you like taking care of your dolls, but what really prompted that interest into the medical field to become a nurse? Because that's not easy work.
No, it's not. Go back to taking care of my brother, Corey. I was the seventh child, and he came after me. My mom, he was like my child, you know, and I took care of him, you know, up until he was 6, 7 years old. And my mom finally said, okay, that's enough of that. He needs to learn how to do stuff on his own, you know, even from tying his shoes, you know. So just that passion for him and then going into the medical field in high school, you know, they used to have all the programs in high school where you could figure out where you want to be in life, you know, what kind of job you want to have. Mm. And my love, and I'm sure it has to be inside of you from the beginning, and it was just something that just grew loving to do.
What was the most challenging thing that you had to face or to deal with regard to your journey to becoming a nurse?
Wow, the challenge would be definitely the death of my patients, especially in dialysis. You know, trying to deal with that. You know, those patients are with you 3 days a week, sometimes 3 to 4 hours a day. So they become like a second family to you, you know. And once you lose them, they're like family. You know, you've lost a family member.
So that was challenging. Indeed, I would agree that that would be very, very challenging to lose a family member.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Dreams.
Yes.
This book, Prophetic Dreams, what yes, prompted you to sit down and to begin to pen this book?
Well, it's always been a desire. I grew up Church of God in Christ.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. In Fort Lauderdale, Emmanuel Church of God in Christ, Pastor Lonnie Lundy.
Mm-hmm.
I got saved at a very young age and would follow my mom around church. All, you know, everywhere she went, I was always on her footsteps. So, you know, back then, you received the Lord at a very early age. Mm. You know, so I continued in that until the Lord started to, you know, the more I sought him in prayer and fasting and in the Word, he started to give me dreams. And I didn't understand the dreams. And, you know, when I would tell somebody about it, you know, they really couldn't help me with the dreams. So it left me, you know, with a puzzle until one of my missionaries would tell me, Angela, you know, the Lord is dealing with you. You know, and that's all they could say at that time. And I'm 16 years old. I was like, okay, I know there's got to be something because the Lord is dealing with me. So, you know, I share my dreams because sometimes within a 24-hour period, you know, these dreams are coming to pass, which just really disturbed me, you know. And then I was talking to one of my nurses, Cheryl, here in the transplant department at Mason Transplant at Piedmont Hospital. She asked me, Sandra, do you journal your dreams? And I said, no, I've never journaled them. And she said, well, you need to start writing them down. Mm. And from that point on, when she told me that, I started journeying them, and this is how we get to this place right today with the book.
And so with your dreams, does God typically reveal them to you right away, or is it, takes years, or sometimes are you just left without an interpretation?
All three of those are a yes. Sometimes he'll give me a dream, and within a 24-hour period, if it's somebody at work, I can come to them and say, you know, hey, the Lord gave me this dream about you. And they'll, you know, like Angela, yeah. And you know, a lot of people will not share stuff with people because we can't keep stuff to ourselves. Mm. You know, we'll have people business all over the place. And sometimes God needs to know that he can trust you with other people's stuff. Because people are hurting, and they're not going to just share it with anybody because they could be on the tap of, you know, on the edge. And I know one particular dream I had, I prayed and I prayed for months about it. And it was about these kids. I saw as if I was flipping a photo album looking for someone.
Yeah. And that was that was one I was going to ask you about. That's in the book. And I think that one is entitled The Photo Album.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead and talk about that one.
Yeah, that was one that was very disturbing to me because I did not know if these kids was alive, dead, or missing. So when I began to pray for them, I would pray that, Lord, return these kids to their families, you know, whether they're finding their remains or if they're alive, bring them back to their families that, you know, that's missing them. You know, and that it was such a burden on me for such a long time. I continued to pray for these children, you know. And then here we go with the Sandy Hooks shooting with all of these kids that got killed, you know. And after that, we've seen so many incidents where these people are targeting children.
And I want to ask you, because I've read through, but how did you know that particular dream applied to that specific situation?
Well, I know that was one particular one because, you know, when I saw it, immediately the Holy Spirit connected me to it.
And
immediately.
And so do you believe by you having that dream and then immediately going into prayer, do you think your prayers had an impact on that situation, even though people died, but yet you prayed to protect others and to return others? Do you think your specific prayers had an impact?
Absolutely. Because remember when the death angel came over the house of over the children of Israel, and the Lord had gave them specific instructions for them to put the blood on the doorpost. So when the angels passed over them, you know, they will not kill any of them. So even though people, kids, children died in that situation, I just believe, because everybody didn't get killed in those, you know, in that school, that he protected and shielded those kids, you know, some of those kids. You know what I'm saying? Even to the teachers, to the faculty.
You're listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. My guest is Angela D. Randall, and we're talking about her book today, Prophetic Dreams, Don't Be Afraid of Your Gift. I like the subtitle, Don't Be Afraid of Your Gift.
Yes.
What were you afraid of initially with regard to your gift of being able to have dreams and then be given the interpretation of those dreams?
At first, I didn't want to. I was like, Lord, I don't want that gift because that gift carries a lot of weight. It carries a lot of burden, you know, until things are revealed. It's a burden, you know, because you don't know who it is. Sometimes I don't know who the person is or what it's about, and sometimes, you know, he'll give me who the person is. But the burden with it is, you know, I continue to pray and intercede for these people, and I get this burden on me, and it's not lifted until, you know, whatever the situation, most of the time has passed. So it's definitely a burden. It's a burden, but you know what? It's a gift that I will not give in exchange for. because, like I said, people are hurting and people are going through. And if the church is not in place to be able to recognize and to know, and God dealing with people, dealing with us in the realm of the spirit to be able to encourage somebody, because remember, the dreams come to encourage us. It comes to encourage people. It comes to warn people, and it also comes to edify.
Wow. Chapter 8 of your book, this dream. How did you really feel about this one? I dreamed about one of my coworkers. In the dream, I heard her cry, and the cry was deep within her soul. Mm-hmm. It was as if she needed to release this cry. I woke up out of the dream, as I always do, and began to pray, because I had no clue what she was dealing with. This was in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the interpretation.
Oh, my. This young lady, I could hear that needed to be a release that was deep inside of her soul, as it appeared in the dream. And when I came to her the next morning, now this was not even a 24-hour period, I came to the young lady the next morning and I told her, I said, I had a dream about you. And when I began, Vincent, to describe the dream, she cried. I said, because the Lord showed me, you, that there was a deep cry within that you needed to release. And then she began to tell me, she said, Angela, she hadn't told anybody. She said, I hadn't told anybody this, Angela. She said, I believe she had a miscarriage, mm-hmm. and she was so devastated by it. And after she told me about, you know, after that, after she told me about what had happened, she still wanted me to keep it quiet, and she cried. And I encouraged her and prayed with her and let her know that God heard you. He knows you, you know, and that's how that dream came about.
And so God revealed to you specifically that this particular coworker had something on the inside that she was just holding in it and needed to release it. Did not give you specifically what it was, but
no.
When you talk with her, mm-hmm. it came out and she actually was able to release it. So therefore,
because it's a deep because it's a deep hurt. If you lose anything, especially a child, you know, as a parent, as a mother, there's a deepness in you that needs to come out, that needs to be relieved, that hurt, you know, that did I do something wrong? You know what I'm saying? That needs to be released.
Wow. Yes, indeed. My guest, Angela D. Randall, you can find out more about her on her website, angeladrandall.com, angeladrandall.com. And from there, you can also purchase a copy of her book. By you sharing these stories in this book, what is the outcome that you desire for the reader?
My first outcome that I desire for the reader is to be able to tap into your gift or gifts. You know, sometimes we have more than one gift, you know, more than one gift. But I want people to be able to, because it took me, Vincent, I'm almost 50 plus, but
welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. I hear the almost. See, I didn't read your entire bio, but I know you right behind me, and I'm in the 50 club. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Look, I'm in the 50 club. I got my AARP card already. Okay,
they sent me mine too.
But I want people to be able, I don't want them to take them 30 years to be able to tap into their gifts. Mm. Because, I mean, we might not have that much time for you to, you know, to decide to tap into your gifts. This needs to be perfected and come out and be able to flow, you know, in it. And that's my desire for that. And those that are not, you know, don't know the Lord, that body this book, you know, that they will understand that there is a God and he is, you know, he is real, and for them to give their lives to him.
Wow. What was the most difficult thing for you with regard to writing this book?
The most difficult thing was staying on task. My nephew told me, he said, I want you to write once a day, just an hour a day. Just give it an hour a day. And sometimes I would stay on task. But because of him pushing me and being persistent, I was able to accomplish this in 3.5 months. Mm. On top of working full-time, on top of being in school full-time, and on top of being dedicated to ministry.
Wow. So what else do you do with regard to ministry? I know God gives you dreams, but what else do you do?
Well, I am definitely committed to ministry. You know, at my local ministry, I am. They gave me a lot of different tasks. So I walked in the door and they gave me tasks. So I'm working with the children now, helping in the children's ministry. I am actually, I followed with phone calls with some members that have not, you know, been back to church for whatever reason. I am their lead intercessor, and I'm getting ready to volunteer. It's called Coveted House here in Atlanta, Georgia, mm-hmm. where preteens their families have put them out or they don't have any family for whatever reason, and that's my next pursuit. My next passion is to go in and be able to minister to these teenagers.
Excellent. My guest today is Ms. Angela D. Randall, author of the book Prophetic Dreams. And I thank her publicist, 426media.com, 426media.com, for reaching out to us and letting us know about one of their clients. I just really enjoy this. From a prophetic standpoint or just a gift standpoint, what would you say to that person right now that believes that God reveals things to them by way of dreams?
What they my suggestion with them would be to pray and seek God for answers because, you know, you want to have the correct interpretation of the dream, especially if it's for someone else. You don't want to give them false interpretation or false hope. So definitely seek the Lord for it. Definitely fast and pray for it. And definitely seek your leaders, to help you to be able to mature that gift in you so you'll be able to encourage people.
So, does God ever give you any, I would say, instant visions at all? For instance, we talk about dreams. Typically, people go to sleep and then mm-hmm. they wake up and they've had this dream. But have you had any instances where you've been there? And I guess, for lack of a better term, I'll call it a quick daydream.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened?
I have not had any quick daydreams.
No quick daydreams. Mostly, no. God puts you in a deep sleep, huh?
Right. Exactly. I'm out, and then I'm waking up to voices that are, you know, there talking, or they wake me up, Vincent, because it's as if somebody's in the room with me. They're talking, you know. So you think, okay, somebody's in my room, you know, talking to me. So that wakes me up.
Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing is these are almost like, you know, 3D or high definition. Dreams are very, very realistic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So with regard to your book, Prophetic Dreams, Don't Be Afraid of Your Gift, are you considering going on tour, doing any speaking engagements relative to that? And if so, if someone wants you to come to their organization to talk about being a dreamer and being able to interpret dreams, how would they contact you?
They can contact me at angelarandall.com and A Randall International, and they're all hooked up to my Facebook account. And absolutely, I decree and I declare that I will be going on tour and speaking engagement so I can get this word out.
Wow. What is it that you would like to leave with the listening audience today, Angela?
What I would like to leave with the audience today is don't be afraid to walk in your gifts or your giftings. You know, let God, you know, do what he wants to do through you so you can get to the place where he's trying to take you. Because we have to remember that this is not about us. It's about God, and it's about bringing people to a full circle in Christ, that we'll see their lives change. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the gifts.
And typically, you know, authors, when they bring out their books, they have a book signing party. When is your launch for your book party?
Absolutely. My book launch will be April the 30th at 1 starting at 1 o'clock to 1 to 4, and it's going to be at Pinckneyville Park in Norcross, Georgia.
Give that address if you have it.
I don't have it on me right this second.
Okay. But what was the name of that? You said a park again?
Pinckneyville.
Okay.
Community Park.
All right. So you'll have thousands of copies of your book available, and you'll be there signing them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I tell you, you know, I believe that everyone in the body of Christ has a specific gift or specific thing that they have to do. And, you know, dreams are very, very important. And a lot of times people can laugh at you. I recall Joseph with his
dreams. Exactly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever ridiculed you with regard to your dream when you gave it to them?
Not to my face. Not to my face, Vincent. But you know what? You can tell those people that know that it has to be something different, because the information that I give them, it's a 100% target. It hits a 100% target.
And,
so if they do it, it's not in front of my face. They might do it behind my back.
and I don't have a whole lot of time left. There was one dream in there about some snow. You recall that one?
Yes.
Can you talk to my listening? You know, because I'm a Floridian. It doesn't snow in Florida. Talk to us about that dream and what that really meant.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm Floridian too, so. But before I got ready to come to Georgia, the Lord, I mean, I think I've had several dreams about it, but one in particular that I remember is that I could see the trees and the ground and the buildings and the cars just draped so beautifully, you know, with the snow. And I was like, well, I know it's not going to snow here in Florida, so this has to be another place that I'm going to be going to. With the snow in, you know, with the snow. And I know one of the chapters was the boot shop, that I remember one of the couples at church, you know, they had this boot shop in the dream, and then I saw the snow. But we know snow represents prosperity. It represents glory, the glory of God, purity, and just a robe of righteousness. But it was going to be a place that I would be able to go to or see, you know what I'm saying, or be a part of. And that's how I you know, took that dream to come.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Powerful. How can people find out more about you? We're getting ready to close, but I want people to be able to go and to find out more about you and to purchase a copy of your book.
Absolutely. They can go to Angela Randall International, or they can go to angelarandall.com. And like I said, it's hooked up to my Facebook account. And either way, they should be able to pull those two accounts up.
All right. And that is angeladrandall.com. That's Angela, the letter D, and Randall with two L's. .com. If you go to her website, you're able to purchase a copy of her book from there, and you can buy it as a digital download. I want to once again say thanks to 426media.com for allowing me the opportunity to interview Angela today. Thank you so very much, Angela.
Thank you.
My final question to you. The title of this show is What Matters Most to You. Angela, and all that you've done in your life and all that you've experienced, what matters most to you?
What matters most to me is God. He's the all-supreme God, and he matters more than anything in this world.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for being a wonderful guest. I look forward to having you back again someday in the future when you write your second book.
Absolutely.
I'd like for you to launch it right here on What Matters Most to You.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you take care and have a wonderful weekend. And may God continue to richly bless you. And may God bless the sales of your book.
Thank you so very much, Vincent.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
You've been listening to What Matters Most to You. Please visit me on the internet at vincenttedwards.com. That's vincenttedwards.com. Remember, in all that you do, be magnificent. Until next time, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.